Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nitrogen needs for crops vary from field to field, and with new technology, producers can now see that different areas within the field itself are widely different. Extension Precision Ag Specialist Joe Luck talks about how sensor-based fertigation can greatly enhance nitrogen usage and manage efficiency.
We believe that by using in-season management practices for nitrogen and thinking about after V8, particularly when we couple those with sensor-based technologies, so using the plants to tell us when we need to respond to nitrogen needs, we can make huge gains in terms of nitrogen use efficiency while maintaining profitability. And so that's kind of the main goal behind the new recommendations. We're really focused on the irrigated portion now because we know irrigation gives us an opportunity to respond to, you know, that main factor of crop need in terms of water. We also know that we have a good handle on what crop uptake looks like in terms of nitrogen in the corn plant. So we also have the, you know, this knowledge that our highest nitrate levels in the groundwater are also corresponding to irrigated acres. So those are some of the reasons why, and based on the data we've collected, we can really use these sensor-based technologies when we go in season to respond to that crop need for nitrogen when it occurs. And we're not just front loading the system with a bunch of nitrogen, you know, hoping that it's going to be there when the plant needs it. And again, you know, we've seen using these techniques just really, really impressive nitrogen use efficiency factors coupled with, you know, no significant changes in yield and really finally leaving very minimal amounts of residual nitrate in the root zone that's going to be less susceptible to those losses over the winter and early spring. Soil tests are really critical just for across the board in terms of nutrient, you know, needs. As folks are thinking about not just their base nitrogen rates, you know, you think about phosphorus, some of the other nutrients. We're seeing sulfur is a, you know, really important nutrient a lot of people are seeing responses to. So I don't think that that's going to be something that's going to be replaced. Now, I will say one of the really unique things about these sensor-based approaches is being able to respond in season. That early season nitrate test may not even be necessary. In fact, we're seeing some of the NRDs for folks that are incorporating sensor-based techniques in their nitrogen management, they're actually letting them pass on sampling those deeper nitrates at the beginning of the year because we recognize that, you know, we're just going to allow that to be there, let the plant use it, and then we're going to measure on the plant what we need later in the season. So I think there's potential. You know, our 0 to 8 inch samples are probably going to be there for a long time, but maybe some of those deeper samples we need with these techniques, we may not need it anymore. You know, if we go in season, and what I usually tell people as we're talking in season, it's going to be that V8 growth stage or later. Typically, R2 is when we've seen no more need for nitrogen after that. So, but critically, that V8 to V12, that's right at the beginning of that rapid uptake period in corn plants. So I either need a high clearance machine likely, or I'm going to put that on through the pivot as fertigation. So in the case of the latter example, you know, we just need some type of fertigation pump, and those pumps could be very minimal in cost. I think some people can get those as cheap as $1,500, $2,000. You know, you can get one that's telemetry connected with flow sensing on it, you know, probably $10,000. But still, when you think about the high clearance equipment where, you know, even a used machine is going to be a couple hundred thousand or more, you think about the sensor technology that could go on that system's probably $15,000. We're seeing some offering of a sensor-based system that could inform the fertigation for as little as, you know, $8 or $9 an acre. So there is going to be some change there. But over time, again, if we're able to manage at these levels with improved profitability, there's a huge opportunity there for people to, you know, make a long-term profit.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.